Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here with the sport is Damien O'Mara.
A difficult morning for a Clare woman, but listen, we'll persevere.
We're talking there off air about the return of the mullet with Cian Lynch. Look at the tin tash.
Yeah, I know you're trying to encourage me that it might be a good look on the sideline for the Sunday game next year, but I'm not quite so certain. Anyway, it's a very familiar feeling for the morning after the All-Ireland Hurling Final in particular. For the fourth year running and for the 12th time in all, Limerick are the All-Ireland Hurling Champions following a 30-215 win over Kilkenny at Croke Park yesterday. Having at one point been 6 points up in the first half, Kilkenny held a 3-point lead at half-time, 1-9 to 9 points. They led by 5 points in the 43rd minute when Paddy Deegan scored their second goal, but a phenomenal performance in the second half saw Limerick outscore Kilkenny 21 points to 1-6 overall to win out. So Limerick now emulate the Cork team of the 40s and the Kilkenny team of the noughties in winning four in a row. Their manager John Kiely was leading the celebrations yesterday, uncharacteristically breaking into dance as he took his turn to lift Liam McCarthy on the steps of the Hogan stand. He's now led Limerick to 5 All-Irelands, 5 Munsters, 3 league titles, but speaking on the pitch afterwards was very keen for his players to take centre stage.
We know exactly what they're capable of, but they've been asked to do it week in, week out. This year it's been a really tough season, you know, with 6 point deficit in the first half there, the response came. You know, we won 2 vital frees here. Dermot slotted them over, steadied the ship. We got 2 more before half time, brought it to 2-0. You know, with that breeze, that was always going to be achievable. So we just needed to figure out the areas we needed to focus in on. Paul did a great job at half time, and I think the boys just grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck there straight after half time. We created the first 2 scoring chances, and once we settled into our groove and got into flow, you know, the scores came easier and easier.
Were you concerned with the performance level in the first half? Like, you talked about work rate, you talked about the return from scoring opportunities. Was that a little bit off what you would have wanted?
No, listen, it was a very strong breeze, number one, right? So you're going to find it very difficult on puck outs, especially long puck outs. Plus, that's a brilliant Kilkenny team, you know, and they put an intensity into that first 25 minutes that our boys really found it very difficult to live with. 6 points up, another 1 or 2, it was going to become a very difficult challenge. So I think the response from us at that stage was key.
The one that really struck me was Kilkenny get a goal and straight away the next couple of scores. Like, I think you had scored them 14 points to 4 at one stage in the second half. Like, that's a phenomenal level of momentum and control in a game.
It was, yeah. And you know, that response, actually one of the words I had on my sheet today coming to the game was the word response. You know, when Kilkenny would get scores, that we would come and respond to those scores, and that response to that goal was absolutely massive.
I've had the opportunity to talk to you in this setting on a couple of occasions. I've seen you emotional, I've seen you as cool as a cucumber. Never in all my life did I think I'd see you doing a jig up the steps of the Hogan stand. This feels different.
Listen, sure, we do enjoy the crack as well, and we enjoy being together. And you know, listen, it has been a long road this year. You know, we have had a lot of setbacks in losing guys, you know, that are, you know, key men in our group, leaders in our group. To come out the other end is hugely satisfying. So if I do a jig, it's because I suppose it's a bit of relief.
Did you feel a bit disrespected over parts of the year? Some of the analysis asking where you were relative to other years.
Listen, that's all part and parcel of it. You know, you have to try and block it out. It can be a little bit, you know, agitating at times, I suppose, maybe is the word, I don't know. But it's there. We have to cope with it, you know. And that's part of being where we are with this group. It's on us to be able to push out that noise and keep our heads down and get our work done. Nobody can ever take it away from them. They are special. They were special before today, but this is something they'll really cherish.
That's John Kiely chatting to me on the pitch at Croke Park after the game yesterday. We'll be live to the Limerick Team Hotel in the next hour. Contrasting fortunes though, Kilkenny now, their last All-Ireland. It's a prolonged wait since 2015. Yesterday, their fourth final to lose since that, their first under new manager Derek Ling.
Wasn't to be, and look, ultimately you weren't good enough. The Tyler fellas gave absolutely everything they had, and that's all we can ask for. They got Limerick got momentum in the second half, and they were scoring at will from out the field. And look, it was quite challenging at that stage, and we probably just needed to, you know, break that momentum, get a score or two. But look, you've been saying that about Limerick probably all year. You know, they get a run in here, it's very difficult to stem the tide, and we just found that difficult. But I can't fault our players. The effort was outstanding again.
It's just simply one of those days that, irrespective of how good you are, very often your career or whatever it is defined by the great teams or great people you come up against, and Limerick will get in the annals of history of one of the greatest teams that have ever played this game.
Yeah, no, and they will, and rightly so. They've been fantastic over the last number of years, and you know, they're so consistent, fantastic quality hurlers. And look, we did our best to stop that today, but we ultimately weren't good enough.
That's Derek Ling. Elsewhere in sport, American Brian Harman was a comfortable winner of the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. He finished 13 under par, a six-shot winner overall for his first major. Rory McIlroy finished back in a tie for sixth place on six under. Patrick Harrington was back on eight over. Mona McSharry has qualified overnight for the Paris Olympics. She swam a time of 1:05.55 to win her heat in the women's 100 metres breaststroke at the World Championships, which are ongoing in Japan. She's the second fastest qualifier into the semi-finals, which will take place later today. It's her first time to go under 1:06 in the event. Italy and Argentina underway in Group G of the World Cup, the first of three games at the Women's World Cup today. 41 minutes played. That game is still scoreless. Germany play Morocco at 9:30. Brazil and Panama meet in Group F from 12 o'clock. Derry City got the defence of their FAI Cup title underway with a 3-0 first round win over Athlone Town yesterday. Dundalk beat Shamrock Rovers by 1-0. Dundalk last night confirmed that they are investigating an alleged incident of a racist comment directed towards a Shamrock Rovers player. They say they have identified the person they believe is responsible. There were wins for St Patrick's Athletic over Longford Town, St Patrick's CYFC over Lucan United, and for Skerries over Port Leash. Ireland's men's cricketers play the fourth match of their ICC World T20 qualification campaign today. They're in action against Jersey in Edinburgh from 3:30. There's seven teams playing off against each other across 8 days. The top two will reach the finals. Ireland currently top of that table with 3 wins from 3. And there's racing today in Ballinrobe. The card there is away from 5:10.